Hey traders, this is JD, your mobile trader, and welcome to the Mobile Trader Podcast for Wednesday, June 26th, 2019. Here are pre-market signals. Apple buys autonomous car company Drive AI. That's a big move, guys. Apple's going to jump into that realm with Tesla, I guess Alphabet. I think it's we're looking at the technology that pretty much powers those cars, the navigation, the guidance, and things like that. So that's a big move. Bitcoin tops 12,000. It's actually pushed through some serious upper level resistance that it hasn't touched in over a year, and but tread lightly. Irrational exuberance is definitely a legitimate concern. I'm bullish Bitcoin. I'm bullish the space. Be careful making choices with where you be careful with the multi-level marketing connections to crypto. Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum, if you truly think Bitcoin and the crypto, well, if you think Bitcoin and the cryptography that's under the hood is a scam, head over to Kraken.com and just short it to zero Satoshis. Put your money where your mouth is on either side. Now, if you're going long, there's a space in your portfolio for speculation. I'm not saying go 100% unless that's you. But dip your toe in if you're interested. Research and do a little investigative journalism or reporting and figure out what you want to do. But don't just throw your entire check in every time unless you have completely done your research and you're comfortable with making that move, because it actually can go to zero. It can go, but there's going to be a happy medium, and there's going to be ebbs and flows within this large space. It's a new horizon. So anyway, but if you think it's a scam, if it's a mistake, short it to zero. You can short. You can trade it. It trades on pretty much every platform. So give it a shot. Okay, next step, guys. This leads me into global banking. I'm getting a lot of signals. I don't know. I'm kind of in stage one of my research. My spotty senses are tingling. But listen to these recent headlines. But also before that, look up or research or study FX swaps and cross-currency funding. So this was a global banking brainstorm of mine, but I'm seeking alpha within countless global banking red flags. I mean, you look on Bloomberg, CNBC, SeekingAlpha.com, any website, any publication, it seems like every sub-headline you're seeing something like Lebanon's debt fix hinges on central bank after lenders default. Natixis H20 Asset Management Fund sees heavy client withdrawals. Three Chinese banks tumble due to U.S. sanctions. Fund manager Neil Woodford is under the gun for nefarious activities. Deutsche Bank is in turmoil and under heavy scrutiny, and they're struggling. So it's just like the global banking sector is a house of cards, and I just don't know what the next step is, but the idea is it's a daily search for tradable signal, and signal can be plural because we're sifting through the noise. We're filtering out the undesirable information, because the 24-hour news cycle is going to just bombard us with the mainstream media is going to bombard us with things that kind of turn heads, but we're sifting through it looking for that signal, guys. So this was just a quick mobile trader update, pre-market signals for Wednesday, June 26th. Right now, the Dow, we're looking at, it's up, it's fractionally up, up seven handles, but NASDAQ is, give or take, it's up as well, slightly. So we're looking at a light green open, possibly, as we move forward. I'm keeping an eye on Boeing, either direction, Beyond Meat. I don't know what's going to go on there. I'm long Exxon Mobil, XOM. I'm in calls, and we'll kind of touch on a few other things later on in the day. I'll go over a watch list and we'll just touch base. So you guys take care. Enjoy your day. Have a happy hump day.